On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Kia ora, Fabian, how are you?
Very well, thanks. How are you?
I am also very well. I'm interested to hear what movie we're talking about today.
Yeah, so it's kind of, there have been some releases in New Zealand over the last few weeks because we're lucky enough to have our movie theatres open, unlike most of the world. Mm. And but this week saw the release of kind of the first proper mainstream popcorn Hollywood movie, which is this new Russell Crowe thriller, Unhinged.
Unhinged.
At some point in the last few months, this was scheduled to be the first film back in American cinemas, which I think kind of elevated its status a little bit because, although, you know, Russell Crowe is an Oscar-winning A-list actor, this wasn't sort of a huge, big film. And it kind of, because it was perceived at one point to be the first film back in American theaters, it kind of, yeah, as I said, it got elevated a little bit.
Right.
Those plans were rolled back, obviously. America is sliding into the sea, it appears. And
it's a sad laugh.
Yeah. And so, but anyway, we it came out here and it's in theaters now, and it's a road rage thriller. He plays an angry dude who's doesn't go when the light turns green, and there's this woman in a car behind him, played by actually another Kiwi actor, Karen Pistorius, who was in Mortal Engines and a film called Slow West and a few others. She's really good. She's someone who I thought was going to be a bigger star at this point. I still think she's going to be a big star. But she, you definitely recognize her. She's been in a bit of Australian TV, and she was born in South Africa, raised in New Zealand, and yeah, there was this, that New Zealand Michael Fassbender Western, Slow West. She was the female lead in that.
I remember that movie, yeah.
Yeah, and she's really, really good, and she beeps at him, and not the courtesy tap beep. She's having a bad day.
Leaning on the horn kind of a situation.
Yeah, he's having a bad day, she's having a bad day. And when she honks at him, and then he's like, gives her an opportunity to apologize to him, and she's like, "Nah, I did nothing wrong." He's like, "Well, I'm going to show you what a bad day really is," and goes off on a murderous rampage. And
whoa.
This is like
Russell Crowe, like, settle down.
Yeah, it's its bare elements. It's like a mid-90s straight to video thriller plot.
Right.
and it doesn't really go that far beyond that, but it's a fun exploitation popcorn movie.
Got ya.
And Russell Crowe's clearly enjoying it. He plays a mean son of a bee, and it's kind of fun to watch him just be an angry dude. And look, you spend half the film wondering if this is what he's like in real life, you know.
Oh god.
No, not really. I mean, not really, but
it must be quite fun for an actor though to be able to just play the worst people ever. I love when people who quite often get cast as, you know, baddies in character movies, you know, get asked questions about it, and they're like, "It's the best job ever. You just get to be the proper villain and really ham it up. It's great."
Yeah, I mean, that I want to be clear, that was a joke. I have actually interviewed Russell Crowe in person, one-on-one in LA, and he was extremely nice.
Oh, there
he
we
didn't
go.
He didn't throw a phone at me at all. No, he was nice, but you know, they're always nice. But he made more than one crack about New Zealand's weather.
Oh,
and,
Russell.
I was like, okay, so now we know why you absconded to Sydney. I get it.
Yeah, it's warmer.
He complained about playing cricket at Grammar, and he was like, and 4 out of 7 weekends were rained out. And I couldn't believe it. And I was like, I know where your priorities are, Rustler Rock. But yeah, I enjoyed Unhinged. It's not a profound movie. But it's a fun movie, and it's kind of a film that, you know, I've missed seeing films like this in the theatre.
Yeah, I've kind of missed when you could go to a movie and sort of it didn't have to be fantastic or anything. And, you know, like, there's something special about when you just go to the cinema and you come out being like, didn't change my life, still had a good time. And I think that kind of experience has been missing over the pandemic. I've either been watching crappy TV in my bedroom, or I've been watching great film festival movies, which I also love. But I kind of like the middle ground of when you go out, have a nice time, watch something completely forgettable, but still enjoy it, you know?
Yeah, that is, you've perfectly articulated the appeal of this film.
Excellent.
Unhinged. Now Unhinged. There it is.
Sounds like a very wild ride and a good time. Thank you very much for that, Fabian Fanboy. I hope you have a lovely weekend.
You're welcome. You too. I'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you then. Ka kite.
See you later.
Bye. Bye.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
I definitely...